And welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lay workers. And my guest today has so much light. It's just shining out of every part of his being today. I'm so thrilled to have him. Matt Kahn, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
I just almost don't know where to start because I feel like the interview is going to like go crazy. Let's just start with, if I'm a light worker on the planet and I'm getting a little, I'm going to use a strange word, like befuddled by all the strange energies on the planet. What can you say to light workers who are feeling just a little bit like, I'm almost getting a sense of overwhelm, like with some of the negative stuff that's on the planet right now. And what can we do to stick in our space?
So I'm going to say something really interesting, and I can only tell you about this experience based on the fortune of what experiences I've been given in my journey. And I understand completely. I empathize with, you know, feeling overwhelmed by the energies and the way in which we view, you know, high and low vibration. And I will say something that might sound a little radical, but if we really just take it in, it is really quite profound. And that is, our perception of negative energy is oftentimes equal to how displaced out of our bodies we are. And that when we are expanded, evolving, awakening souls, but we're not fully rooted in our bodies, then the energies that are actually trying to transform us can either feel like they're energies that are pushing against us, can feel like pressures that are overwhelming us, or can even be perceived as negative energies that we're trying to separate ourselves from. And so when we're fully awakened, but fully in the body, that's when everything within and throughout becomes seen and realized as nothing but source and form. And so really our journey is not just to wake up from ego, but truly to awaken back into form so that we can manifest our light into tangible reality for the well-being of all.
You know, that's wild. Just being someone, I think, as a news reporter for years, a lot of times I feel like I wasn't really in my body. Like a lot of times I feel like being in my body was kind of uncomfortable. So I would just sort of be in my head, like I could just like picture that journey in body. So what can you say for that? Like where it actually is almost like if you feel like you don't belong once you're in your body.
I would say that we're only uncomfortable in our bodies because we're not fully in our bodies. When you're fully in your body, I'm not going to say everything is comfortable because there are experiences of highs and lows, but the intensity of needing to manage our experiences, the sense of trying to negotiate with life about our experiences, the perception that something about my experience is wrong or imbalanced or something needs to be fixed or that it's not life conspiring in my highest honor to grow. Anytime we feel that type of intensity of energy or experience, it's because we're kind of in our bodies, but we're not fully in our bodies. Mm. So the idea is, once I feel comfortable, then I'll be in my body. But the true invitation is, once I'm in my body, then I'll realize the comforts that I couldn't feel or access before.
Mm.
So we have to dare to be in our bodies. And of course, if we really feel the surrender in that, you know, the ego faces the possibility of, I have to be open, vulnerable, exposed, and totally rooted in the body. And there's no guarantee that something bad may not happen to me when I'm not guarded. And we have to cultivate through our spiritual journey the type of self-love, the type of kindness, compassion, and care for ourselves and others that actually allows us to develop the bravery to make that step. Because you could tell yourself, if I'm in my body, nothing can hurt me, and take a step. And that might be a little, that might be kind of a rationalization. The truth is, you have to be willing to say to yourself, I have no guarantee that I'm going to be safe when I fully unguard myself and my body. But in the name of my spiritual evolution and in knowing the truth of life for myself, I have to be willing to take that leap. And that's what we're really on a spiritual journey doing. We're building up and cultivating the vibrational awareness to courageously take that leap with no guarantee of a safety net.
One of the things that you said really stuck out for me as far as a lot of the light workers and entrepreneurs that I know tend to work themselves or work for others. One of the things you said in there was like this self-care and self-love. Is there something you can say to the listeners who are kind of driving themselves too hard or pushing themselves too hard, or you know what I'm saying? That kind of where you're not regenerating easily.
Well, I think what's very key in our spiritual journey, even as entrepreneurs and lightworkers, is that how we dare to feel throughout the day, or the way in which we approach our work, whether as lightworkers or as entrepreneurs, how we feel in our body emotionally is really kind of telling us our alignment with Source. And so, of course, each and every day, the success and the prosperity of our livelihoods truly depends on making empowered decisions and fully being a part of the world. Absolutely. But on a spiritual level, the question is, while you take that action, are you doing it from a state of exhaustion, or are you moving from a space of inspiration? Are you allowing yourself to not just be excited about the things you want to create, but are you actually moving in the spaciousness and the peace and the relaxation that allows Source to work through you? And so if we're not aligned in the spaciousness and the peace and the relaxation, a spiritual journey will invite you to make time in your life for spaciousness, for peace, and for relaxation. So the purpose of a spiritual practice is to give ourselves the time to rest, relax, and regenerate so that we're able to find the balance and bring more into our daily actions, the type of alignment and energy that brings our dreams to life. Mm-hmm.
So there's one action you could recommend that someone take today to change their lives towards this space. I'm hearing you say it sounds so delicious. It sounds so good. So if there's just like one thing someone could say, someone could do, someone could change, some one thing someone could shift, what would you recommend that be?
It's a great question, and I have a very simple answer, but it's a profound one. And the profound, simple answer is the one thing we can do today is we can start developing a friendship with time. And when we develop a friendship with time, that means we're not negotiating with the universe as to when the things we want will come, because we're too busy facing forward and looking at where we're at right now and honoring that not having what we want sometimes may be the best gift we're given, so we can become more genuine and sincere instead of just waiting for the things that we want to somehow please us. When we've made friendship with time, we are not rushing through each task to get to the next thing on our endless to-do list. We're actually using each and every action as a chance to demonstrate our greatest effort and to take our time to do things so skillfully as a celebration of our own self-worth. When we are friends with time, we are in a space of listening to others and ourselves as a gift of love that we give. And so it's wonderful to engage and respond. But when we have made friends with time, we're always rooted in listening so that others who enter our presence always have the chance to be seen and heard. And when we make peace with time, we allow our own needs to be what we serve instead of holding out and waiting for other people to make us whole. So the one thing we can do today is just even considering the notion of time is a friend, and it's time to develop that relationship on a deeper level.
Oh, that is so awesome. This went by so fast, Matt. I'm so thankful we have a part two interview. You just, in this space of this one, though, for all those listeners, how can we find you?
to sign up for our newsletter, and you receive a free energetic activation. And to find out about all our upcoming events, please visit truedivinenature.com.
And then I actually, you know what, the podcast is still asking me if you could say the name of your book that you're doing right now.
Absolutely. Well, my current book that's out is called Whatever Arises, Love That. And that's available everywhere books are sold. And currently I'm writing my second book, which is called Beyond All Barriers.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's awesome.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/The Erica Glessing Show and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.